So both my parents are immigrants from Vietnam. Back in the 1970s, my grandfather was a police officer in Vietnam, but when the Vietnam War came around, the North had him put in jail because he was one of the government officials. I think my mom said he spent five years and 4 months in jail. He was lucky because he wasn't really like very high ranking, but he wasn't very low either. So they took him into the jungle for hard labor and stuff, and it was really hard for them to visit him. They spent a lot of time being poor because after the North took over the country, since they were a communist society, they had all the resources and everything in the South sold away to pay off their war debts. And so it was really hard for them to make ends meet. But luckily, my grandmother was smart about the whole thing because before everything sort of hit that point, she sold rice and stuff. So, like, before the North had the chance to sell off all of her produce, she sold it off and bought gold and diamonds for it, which was easier because the North also changed all the currency, and so everyone who was wealthy suddenly wasn't wealthy anymore. People in the South started trying to find ways to leave the country, and one of the ways that was an easier way was getting fishermen to take you across the ocean and hoping that the Coast Guard of some country will pick you up. My mom and two of her siblings, my aunt and my uncle, went several times, but they always failed because they would get caught and taken back. And they actually spent a couple months in jail because of that. And so my grandma was freaked out by the whole thing, and she forbid them from doing that. But the other risk they ran when they were on the boats was that the people who were escaping from Vietnam, they always took their valuables with them, and so pirates from other countries saw this as an opportunity to attack the boats and steal the valuables and take girls back to their country for prostitution and stuff. But there were people that managed to escape Vietnam in around 1975 and went to other countries to like tell their stories. So those people managed to get the attention of the other countries to try to help the people who were left behind. I think this was under the president's President Ford and then President Reagan later on. Because things got really bad around there. The Northerners would not allow anyone from the South to go to college and stuff. Like, you finished high school and then you had to go work. She said that they started out with like having everything, and then slowly everything dwindled down. Like, they would have rice at first, but then rice got cut down to you had to make do with rice, with little rice and then potatoes to make up for it. And then eventually they just sold them straight grain, so all the Vietnamese people who aren't used to working with flour had to learn how to make bread and stuff from there. But there was no freedom of speech. Everyone was under control under the North, and they weren't even allowed to listen to their own music or radio. They had to wait until like the still of night, and then they would secretly turn on the channel that they'd get from the Philippines, which is where some of the people who managed to escape from the boats were sent to. And they had to find out about ways to get out of Vietnam through that radio station because the news was so strict under the North-controlled South that even if there was a way, they had to find out about it by word of mouth. Eventually, they got things sorted out so that people who managed to get out could take their families along with them. But the people who got priority first were parents. And parents only took a couple years to get over to different countries, but after that were single siblings. If you had children, it was really hard for you to get out of the country. My family, my grandfather, my grandmother, and four of my aunts were the first to leave Vietnam in September of 1993, and it took us so long because my grandmother was afraid it was another trick from the North, because the reason my grandfather got imprisoned is because they rounded up all the officials saying that they were going to just document them, and instead they just sent all those people off to prisons around the country. My mom was 25 when she got to America, and there were a lot of background checks and medical checks before she managed to get here. One ticket, a ticket per person to get to America, was $1,300. So as soon as you got to America, you wanted to find a job so you could manage to pay off those loans. my dad, it's a little hard to get the story out of him because he came here a lot earlier. So like I said, when North took control of the South, the first thing they did was, you know, spread the wealth around, and his family was completely run out of their home. Boys were sent off to go fight North's wars for them because they had conflicts with Cambodia and China. And so he was actually one of the people who were successful in getting onto a fishing boat and getting out of the country that way. He spent a couple years in Taiwan before he got to America, but he got here in about when he was around 16 or 17.